So today, what we're going to be talking about are arts. Now, you might immediately think of an art as a kind of fine art, like drawing, painting, charcoal, different mediums of fine art where you're creating some kind of portrait or picture. But we're going to use the word art to talk about many things. And art is simply going to be a collection of skills or different things that you have to do together. So there can be lots of different arts. There is an art to playing basketball. There's a lot of different pieces that have to go together. Being able to dribble the ball, pass, know who your teammates are, right? These are all important things that go into playing basketball. Reading is an art. Writing would be an art. Speaking would also be an art. There are many arts in life, and they're all just different collections of different little things that you have to do in order to properly practice that art. Playing a musical instrument is an art, building furniture, working on a car would be an art, composing, surfing, all of these things are arts because they take lots of different pieces, put them together into one whole skill, habit, or as we're going to call them, an art. So, when you're thinking about an art, you have to think about all of those little pieces. In order to start playing guitar, you first have to know, this is a guitar, right? That's a fundamental to knowing how to play the guitar. You have to know what strings are, you have to start to learn what notes they would play. There are all of these different fundamentals that going into mastering an art, but they don't necessarily go in order. After all, if you are learning to shoot a basketball, if you just learned one piece, right, your wrist motion at the end of the shot, you're not going to be able to get it into the hoop because there's a number of other things that have to go into that basketball shot in order to make it work. Kind of all of these things have to work together. So as you're learning a new art, sometimes you learn each piece a little bit at a time, and you gradually start to practice each one to make it more refined, to make it more perfect as you're perfecting this art. When you first start to play guitar, you may work on your left hand and you work on your right hand. If you don't have both hands going together, you're not going to make a very nice sound. But then gradually you can improve each of those individually to be a better guitar player. Third, the way that we learn arts is by imitating somebody. So if you're trying to learn a musical instrument, oftentimes you will have a teacher that you will watch, whether it's YouTube, whether it's somebody in person, but you will watch them and then you will try and copy what they're doing. When you're trying to learn a sport, how to kick a soccer ball, how to throw a baseball, how to hit a baseball, you might watch somebody show you, here's how you stand, here's how you keep your elbow, now you try it. That's how we learn arts. So when you're in your classroom, in many ways, you're watching your teacher model for you in art, and they're trying to help you grow in that art, whether, again, it's reading, writing, working on a math problem, drawing a picture, all of these things would be arts. So where that comes down to the road for you is when you're learning an art, and as you're going throughout your school year, you need to always be thinking about what are the fundamentals to this art? What are the basic things that I have to do? Even if you've already learned them, even if to an extent you've already mastered them. Because if you start to lose those fundamentals, you won't be able to practice the art properly. If there's sand in your foundation, you can't keep building. After all, if you're practicing the art of writing, and you have lost the piece that makes your writing legible or readable, it doesn't matter how good your writing was. Nobody can read it. That would be a fundamental to the art of writing. Even if it's a wonderful story, if nobody can read it, sorry, you haven't practiced the art well. So you have to work on each foundation, each foundational piece. Sometimes taking two steps forward in an art may require you to back off one step before you go forward. So for example, again, if you're playing musical instruments and maybe you're working on a certain arpeggio or scale or a certain sequence of notes, you may take a metronome, one of those, you know, tick, 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 that keeps it steady for you, and you slowly start to increase the speed as you're playing your musical instrument. Well, eventually, you're going to get to a spot where you can play it as fast as you can, and what you need to do is actually slow down the speed at which you're playing before you get faster. So you would take two steps forward, you're getting faster and faster and faster and faster, and then you slow it back down again before speeding up. Right, that's the same thing that can happen with arts. As you're learning different skills, different pieces of this art, sometimes you need to go back, review the fundamentals, tighten up your shooting motion, make sure everything is working as it should before you continue on. And last of all, because these are arts, because you are working on different pieces, you need to have this mindset of growth. You won't get every part of it perfectly the first time you try it. There's room to grow. There's always room to go back, refine the motions, refine each piece of that art before continuing on. So there's at least three areas where you can grow in arts as you're doing different schoolwork assignments. The first possibility for growth when you're doing an art is when you do the assignment. When you're assigned, write a paragraph summary, or work on writing your name, or work on copying down the sentence. That is the first opportunity for growth, just doing the assignment. Right? Because as you are doing that, you are practicing the art. That's why it's so important, even if you don't quite know the answer to the question, even if you aren't quite sure how to fill up the space in your 1,000-word paper, you do the assignment because that itself is a practice of the art and it will help you grow. The second opportunity for growth comes when you turn that paper in, when you turn that assignment in, and your teacher makes some marks on it and they give it back to you. Those corrections can help you grow in the art. Say, not like this, instead, do it like this. Okay, those corrections help you grow. So that's why it's important to receive the correction graciously, to pay attention to it, to not just see the number at the top or the letter at the top and say, okay, good enough, but to actually listen to what you could do better the next time you do something similar. And then the third piece, the third area to grow in an art, is when they make the corrections and they show you what it should look like. So then you get to see kind of, okay, this is what I did, this is what I shouldn't have done, this is what I could have improved on, and this is how it should have looked if it was going to be better. That's the third opportunity to improve in an art. So putting all of this together, arts are repeated skills, repeated habits. We need to know the fundamentals before we advance or go further, and we need to be able to receive correction to grow in those arts. So as you go back to your classrooms after the end of Koinonia, think about all of the arts that you're practicing on a daily basis. Reading, writing, thinking, speaking, standing up, reciting poetry, memorizing, all of these different arts. Think about how you can grow in each one. What are the fundamentals or basic parts, and what can you do to grow in that art?